of Sri Gopinath Gaudiya Math, disciple of Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Goswami Maharaj, and he has been actively preaching Krishna consciousness all over the world, and he has been working very closely in collaboration with Bhaktivedanta Research Center. And as I described yesterday, Maharaj was instrumental in donating the most precious and rare library of books of Srila Sundarananda Vidya Vinod, Saraswati Thakur's collection, which is a very, very rare collection. And Maharaj very kindly discussed with Harishori Prabhu and shared that collection with us. And yesterday evening he had a wonderful conversation with His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, sharing his realizations of his visit to the Govardhan Eco-Village. Maharaj is accompanied by some of his disciples. Yageshwar Prabhu is there, and we have Damodar Prabhu, who is a disciple of Bhakti Vallabh Puri Goswami Maharaj, and then we have also Arvindalochan Prabhu and his good wife and daughter. We would like to welcome all of them to Govardhan Eco Village by loudly chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So you can. Jai Giriraj Maharaj ki. So Maharaj is also coordinating Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's 150th birth anniversary celebrations in 2024. Saraswati Thakur, who appeared in 1874. So the 150th anniversary is going to happen, and he was just sharing some of his thoughts on how the Gaudiya family can be united around this theme. So Maharaj is a major role to play in fulfilling the desire of Srila Prabhupada on uniting the entire Gaudiya family, the Saraswat family. And he is a very, very highly respected figure in Sridham Mayapur, and very close to His Holiness Jaipatak Swami Maharaj, His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj, His Holiness Bhakti Purushottam Swami Maharaj, and Dayaram Prabhu and other leaders in ISKCON Mayapur. We are very honored that Maharaj has agreed to share some of his realizations in today morning's Bhagavatam class. I request Maharaj to begin his discourse. Hare Krishna. All of you can kindly have your seat.
Bande Guru Pada Danda Bhakta Brinda Samanitam Sri Chaitanya Prabhu Bande Nityananda Sahoditam Sri Nanda Nanda Nanga Bande Sri Radhika Charanadayam Sri Gopijana Samajuktam Sri Vrindavano Manoharam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my prostrate obeisance to the lotus feet of my beloved spiritual master, His Divine Grace, Śrīla Bhakti Pramod Puri Goswami Thakur. Also, I offer the same to His Divine Grace, Śrīla Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. Also, I offer the same to my beloved Grand Spiritual Master, His Divine Grace Śrīla Prabhupāda Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. And offer the same to all Guru Parampara as well. So today I get the opportunity to speak here about the glories of Supreme Lord. I am here last 2 days, so I saw all of your service attitude, really attractive. So I feel our Gauranga Prabhu trained you very nicely. Of course, His Guru, all of your Gurudev, Radhanath Swami also. Last night I spoke with him for half an hour. And he told me, whenever you come, please come to our GEV. So anyway, today is the Bhagavatam class. Bhagavatam is not like one book, one scripture. He is Krishna Himself. Padma Purana explains about it. In Bhagavatam we can see the 18,000 texts, Sanskrit text is there. 345 chapters. And 12 cantos. The 12 cantos is considered like Krishna's 12 part of form, 12 part of body. How he explained? He says, Pado Jodiyo Prathamo Dityo Tritiyo Turjo Kothito Jod Uru Nabhish Tatha Panchamo Shashto Bhujantaro Dor Jugalang Tathano Kanthastu Rajan Namamo Jodiyo Mukharabindam Dasamo Prapullam Ekadasa Yasya Lalatapattam Shiro Pitu Dadoshe Vabhati. In that way he explained. Padau Jodiyo Prathamo Dityo means Krishna's two lotus feet is considered like a first canto and second canto. Tritiyo Turjo Kathito Jod Uru. Uru means thigh. Two thigh, third canto and fourth canto considering. Navish Tatha Panchamo. Nebel, the fifth canto of Krishna. Shashto Bhujantaro, in between two arms, what is there? Chest. The chest is considered like Krishna's chest considered like a sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And then Dor Jugalong Tathanno, the two arms, 7th and 8th canto. Krishna's two arms, his 7th and 8th canto. Kanthastu Rajan Navamo Jadiyo. Kantha, throat, is considered like a Krishna's. Krishna's throat is considered like a 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. This until the 9th canto you can see Mahamuni Vedvyas, he describes only the glories of pure devotees. 9th canto, Lord Ramchandra's appearance was there, is there. But 10th canto, is considered like a Mukharavindam Dashamo Prafullam. It's considered like a Mukharavindam. Here Krishna appeared. And Krishna's pastime started. Then Ekadasi Asha Lalata Pattam, 11th canto, Krishna Lalat, the forehead. It is considered like an instruction, giving Krishna giving instruction to Uddhava. Like Srimad Bhagavad Gita, how Lord Krishna instruct, giving instruction to Arjuna. Same way. Here, 11th canto, you can see Krishna giving instruction. And 12th canto, Siropi Dhat. Siropi means scalp, Krishna's scalp. Dadosava, you know, 12th canto. So, in that way, I just try to say that Srimad Bhagavatam, which is not like a scripture and book, just to read and get some knowledge, accumulate some knowledge, and then you can give discourses. You know, Chaitanya Charitamrita also explained that Naam Vigraha Sharup, Teen Ag Roop, Teen Vhetanai, Teen Chidanandaru, means holy name, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Vigraha, Vigraha means deities, and Sharup means Krishna's different incarnation. Srimad Bhagavatam also one of the incarnation. And Teen Ag Roop, three are same. Tine Vhednai, there is no difference between three. Teen Chidananda Roop, Teen means three. Three are transcendental form. So therefore, when we read Srimad Bhagavatam, we should consider Krishna with us. When we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we should consider Radha Krishna with us. When we chant, when we worship Lord, we can have to know this is not like a stone. Pratimanautami Shakshad Brajendra Nandan. Deity, you are not like a deity. You are non-different from Vrindavan Krishna, who manifested pastimes in Vrindavan, to whom Brahma considered like a Swayang Bhagavan. Brahmaji, he wrote a slok in Brahma Samhita. I think all of you know about it. Ramadi Muttirshukala Niyame Natishtan Nana Vataram Makarodo Huvanesh Kintu Krishna Swayang Samabhavat Paroma Pumanajo Govindamadi Purushang Tamahang Bhajami. If you know the meaning of the sloka, then you can see Krishna is the source of all incarnation, like a Angsha avatar, Kala avatar, Guna avatar. How many incarnations exist? The six types of incarnation Krishna has. So all incarnation, source is Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. Who is Swayam Bhagavan Krishna? The deity name is Radha Sam Sundar, right? Vrindavan Vihari. So Vrindavan Vihari, this is Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. When Krishna moved to Mathura, same Krishna, but it Tadekatma Rup Krishna. When he is not Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, he has become Vasudev Krishna. When he moved to Dwaruka, same Krishna, but Tadekatma Rup Krishna, mellow have been changed. Krishna, when he is Vrindavan, full of sweet Madhurya Rasa. This is most important because we are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra means we want to get the taste of Madhurya. Most important part to understand this, what is our main goal of practice and chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Our main goal of chanting, because you can see how we are chanting Naam. First I say Naam. Naam is most important. Naam is more powerful than Krishna himself also. In one incident happened, if you read, then you can understand this Supreme Lord make us understand my name is more powerful than myself. I can give you the two, three reference. When the South India, Rameshwaram, I think all of you went there to see that Ram Bridge, right? Ram Bridge, when and how they made. All the monkey soldier, like Angad, Sugriv, Nal, Neel, they are bringing a big, big piece of stone and they are just throwing on the water which Jai, which dip. They just pronounced Jai Shri Ram. Stone started to float. I saw with my own eyes once I went there. And then I saw that piece of stone, this much big piece of stone, I was trying to push just to sink under the water. Again they float. It's a miracle. Really miracle. So Jai Shri Ram. When Ramchandra saw that they are putting in my name the stone floating, so I can try. Just throw one stone, then it sink under the water. This is one. Then you can see Jatva Sattvama, Narad Muni and Krishna. Sattvama, she has some false ego, we can say. That she has Samantak Muni, her father of Samantak Muni, lots of jewelry, she has gold, she has. So she was thinking, I am the best. The Ramchandra, Krishna manifest one nice first times that when Krishna, everything arranged by Krishna, the Sattvama arranged one ceremony. In that ceremony, main priest was Narada. And then Narada asking, sankalpa is then. You have to do sankalpa, means you have to offer something with your best wish. So this was sankalpa. The sankalpa time that Narada Muni asked, Sattvabhama, please give me which is the best for you. Then she said, the best for me is Krishna. You can give me Krishna. Then she gave Krishna, she offered Krishna. And then, this is according to the will of Krishna, that Krishna, okay, Narad Muni take Krishna to do so many things. Then everybody really in depression and distress. So what happened? Then Narad Muni make a contact with Satyabhama. You can get Krishna back. It's a long story, I'll just make it short, you know. In Krishna bag, if you just give me your jewelry, gold, according to the weight of Krishna. So they brought the measurement. So one side, Krishna sitting and she is putting all the ornament, whatever gold she has. There's Krishna still in the town. He's not able to. But then when everything finished, nothing left over, then Satyabhama was in depression. Why? Then Rukmini Devi telling, please bring one tulsi leaf, put there in Krishna's name, Krishna, and offer it. Then you can see the magic. Really, as soon as she put that tulsi leaf with Krishna's name, then it's heavyweight and Krishna goes off. So that is the Krishna's. Also, if you look the one past times after Ramchandra's exile, when he's coming back after conquered the Lanka, and then when he's coming back to Ayodhya, at that time Bharat, brother Bharat, arranged huge reception ceremony. In the reception ceremony, Ramchandra is Marjada Purushottam, incarnation of etiquette. So he, according to his direction, so Bharat made a very nice stage. And then on the stage, three Singhasan is there. First Singhasan was Vasishtha Rishi, then Vishwamitra Rishi, then Ramchandra. I mean, everybody should greet first the two Guru. Without greeting Guru, we are not able to reach Bhagavan, Krishna. So everybody, all these near states and small state king, they're invited, they're bringing their presentation to offer to Lord Ramchandra, just to greet Ramchandra. So Ramchandra made a point that everybody should come here, first they should greet my two gurus, family guru, kul guru, Vasishtha Rishi, and archery guru, Vishwamitra Rishi. Then everybody can come to me. So everything going on smoothly. At the end, there is a king named Samanta. Samanta told by Narad Muni that don't greet Vishwamitra. He is not qualified at all to become guru. So what happened? Narad Muni, great sage, so he listened that. And after that, what happened? That Vishwamitra, Samanta accordingly did everything and then he left the stage, and Vishwamitra also, out of anger, going out of the ceremony. Ramchandra is Marjada Purushottam, incarnation of etiquette. What he is supposed to do? He is my guest, he is my guru. If guru become angry and leave my place, it is very dangerous for my kingdom. So he just simply come down from the stage and in front of Vishwamitra says, Gurudev, please let me know what I supposed to do in this condition. I know the reason of your anger. Are you able to follow? Yes, I follow. I will follow. Promise? Yes, I promise. So chop up the Samantha's head and bring to my feet right now. Then Ramchandra says, he is my guest, invited guest. Is it proper to do so when anyone, my invited guest? Then Vishwamitra said, no. Then ask, how much the duration of your invitation yet on today? So tomorrow, before sunset, I like to see you chop up his head and bring his head to my feet. Offer his head to my feet. Then Ramchandra said, yes, Gurudev, I promise. I'll do so. All the conversation from far, Samantha listening. Are you able to realize that what is going to do? Ramchandra is Bhagavan. He promised it. That means his life finished. So, what happened? The Samantha, look, there is no other option. I have to go to Narad Muni. Narad Muni, he went, Narad Muni explained details what's happened. Then he said, okay. Narad Muni says, okay. So, I can take you to Gandhamadam Hill. It's away from Ayodhya. With my bearer, I will take you there and drop you there and come back here. The next, the tomorrow, when Ramchandra not able to find out in this kingdom area, then no problem, your life will save. Then what happened? Samantha agreed, you know, whenever we are in the stage of die, if anyone give any option to save your life, we have to accept it, right? That is our tendency. Because we are too much attached with our body. What we are supposed to keep the attachment with Lord, but we are keeping attachment to our body. So Samantha agree. So accordingly, Narad Muni drop him in Vandhamadam Hill and back to Ayodhya. And Gandhamadam Hill, when he was there, then he heard one person is chanting, Jai Ram, Shri Ram. So he was going towards that place where the sound coming from. Then he saw Hanuman. Okay, I forget one thing. When the conversation taking place between Ramchandra and Vishwamitra, then, at that time, Vishwamitra told him that, promise, then Ramchandra promise in the name of Hanuman, he's a great devotee, in the name of Hanuman, I promise, I will chop up Samantha's head and offer to your feet. Samantha's Hanuman is there. So, what's Samantha's heart running very fast, you know. So, what happened? So, Samantha just jumped to the feet of Hanuman and with such expression, please save my life, please save my life. Hanuman says again and again, chant Ram, Lord's Ram name, chant the name of Supreme Lord Ram. But he never just save my life. Then Hanuman also promised, I promise in the name of my Lord Ramchandra, no one can kill you before me. Lord Ram promised to kill Samantha. And Hanuman, a great devotee, he promised to save his life. If anyone wants to kill him, he should kill first Hanuman. Supreme Lord promise and his devotees promise. Both are simultaneously and same person, Shamanta. Anyway, so what happened? Then Ramchandra sent so many messengers to search where is Shamanta. No one find out. Everybody coming back. Then Narad Muni came to Ramchandra. He just passed the message. He is in Gandhamadam. If you want, I can take you over there and drop you over. Then I come back. Ramchandra came. Just to promise, what he promised to his guru, Vishwamitra, he should go and do this. So Ramchandra accordingly come. Narad Muni brought him in Gandhamadam. And then left again to Ayodhya. Then he asked Hanuman, do you see one person, Shamanta? Yes, I saw. I like to kill him. And no, you cannot kill him because I promise in your name. If you really want to kill him, you have to kill him first. Hanuman chanting wholeheartedly, Jai Ram, Si Ram. And then Ramchandra in a Pashupadastra, Siva, Brahmastra, everything applied. Everybody just coming back to Ramchandra with their form, with folded palm. But they are trying to bifurcate that Hanuman's chest. And in that way they kill. But whenever they are trying to enter, they look, each the spore, Ramchandra and Sita Devi sitting there. So they are coming back, in that way, coming back. They are not able to do anything against Hanuman. Hanuman become too much angry. That time when anger mood, he is explaining to everyone, why you are not? Then when they explain the reason, then at that time, actually Narad Muni came with Vishwamitra. And then Narad Muni came to Samanta and telling, pay obeisance, prostrate obeisance to the Vishwamitra now. The Vishwamitra paying prostrate obeisance. And then Vishwamitra asking, why you ignore me at that time? Then he felt reluctant, dilemma, that what he's supposed to do. If he speak truth, again he'll be in trouble. He just keep silent himself. Ramchandra say, don't feel fear. Tell me the truth. Nothing will happen. Your life will save. Then he explained the truth. Then Vishwamitra says, Narad, why are you doing so? Then Narad Muni explained, this pastimes, in near future, whenever people know about it, they realize how much the Lord's name is powerful, how much powerful Lord's name is. Actually, Lord name is more powerful than Lord Himself. And we are such devotee in this lineage. The lineage as Lord Chaitanya, Gaudiya lineage, Lord Chaitanya instructing us, chant. Haririnama, 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 Iva Kevalam. Kalo nasteva 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 gatarannata. So we are in the lineage to chant. Harinam, Harinam, Harinam only. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way to achieve or to attain the ultimate goal of spiritual practice, Goloka Vrindavan, blissful abode. We want to be eternally blissful. That is our goal of practice. That is our goal of life also. You can see, since we born with our best intelligence, we are trying to be eternally happy, eternally blissful. But in reality, we are not. We are not. Why? Because this is miserable world. Until we are not able to reach the lotus feet of Krishna, we are not able to be eternally blissful. So how to reach the lotus feet of Krishna? Our Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Pad explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He says, Krishna Naam Hote Pabe Krishna Richaron. Through the Krishna's name, chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, it is make us qualified to reach Krishna. Therefore, Naam, what I say, first word, Naam. Vigraha. Vigraha, deities. We should not think that deity is like a stone. Again, if you go to Padma Puran, then you can see there is a shloka. Acche Vishnur Shiladhi Gurusha Naramoti Vaishnabe Jati Buddhi Shivishnur Namne Shakolo Kolushoye Shabuddha Samanna Buddhi Charanamrita Ombu Buddhi. These five to take us to Narok means hell. Narokisha. What does it mean? Acche Vishnur Shiladi means deity is like a sila, stone. But it is not stone. In devotion, you can see how junior Vipro Brahmin take Gopal from Vrindavan to Vidyanagar, South India. Sakshi Gopal. I think all of you know the history from Chaitanya Charitamrita. You can look, Madhavendra Puripad, in mind, he thought that there is 12 bowl of sweet rice they are offering, Amrita Kali. So if I am able to get a little bit taste of the Amrita Kali, right, Amritakali sweet rice, then I can make for my Gopal. Then he thought, oh my God, I promised to take only milk. I promised to drink only milk. So why my desire come up like this? It's not proper. So he felt same, and he went to a broken marketplace, Bhanga Hat. And whole night he was chanting there. And midnight, Pujari of this Gopinath, Ramuna Gopinath, saw the dream, because these things happen in Ramuna Gopinath. Ramuna, one place in Odisha, near Baleshwar, that temple. So, Pujari never saw in his dream Supreme Lord appear in his dream and telling something. But that day, Supreme Lord appear in his dream and telling, Pujari, get up. Take bath, enter to my temple. Get up, take bath, and enter to my temple. And I am hiding one bowl of sweet rice on my lap. please take it for my devotee Madhavendra Puri. Then accordingly offered that. So deity is not like a stone. You know, my spiritual master also, this thing happened when he was 12 or 10 year old. At that time, Bhaktivinoda Thakur got bothered. Bhaktiratna Thakur, he engaged him to serve his deity Radha Madan Mohan. So he was worshipping Radha Madan Mohan. But you know this, due to the young age, one day he forget to, it was winter time, he forget to offer blanket to Radha Madan Mohan after, you know, mantra, you know, agaccha sayana sthanam priya visha kesava divva pushpad sajjayam sukham vihara madhava. This mantra means we are lying a divine couple on the bed. But he forget to offer blanket. So when he back, at midnight, he fell on a so much chill. And then he was not able to realize what is my fault, what is, why this thing happened. Then he come to Bhaktiratna Thakur. Bhaktiratna Thakur Godfather. And telling, this thing happened. Came to him with his mother. Then Bhaktiratna Thakur said, yes, I know. Please tell him to go and take bath in a pond, night time, you know. We are always feeling reluctant to take bath in winter time. And his pond is really cold water. And Bhaktiratna Thakur gave instruction, take bath in the pond and then enter to temple room. Then you can realize what you made mistake. So accordingly he did. And as soon as he offered a blanket, and immediately his all the chill finish. Become normal. So deity is not stone. We should think about so many incidents happen. You know, I can tell you this one history in our temple in Mayapur. It was 1995, Onapa Pujari. Because our Mayapur deity Gaur Gadadhar, Radha Gopinath, Jagannath and Nishingadev. When Pujari, when his singer, means changing the outfit of the deities, he pushed Gadadhar very bad manner with his elbow, left elbow. Then Gadadhar, you know, it was Gadadhar came to my Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj is still physically present in Mayapur. He was 97 years old. He's in his room. That time I was manager of the temple. Guru Maharaj put his calling bell. Gadadhar complained to him. He was not able to look anything because Pujari, when the changing outfit, is closed door. No one can see it. So what happened? So when I came, then I never saw Gurudev angry in my life since 1978. I'm always trying to be with him. I never saw he's angry, but that day he's angry. He said, which our Pujari? Call him immediate. Then I was thinking, why Guru Maharaj is angry? Anyway, I called my Pujari. Then exactly what he did with Gadadhar, he's telling, why you push Gadadhar with your left elbow with bad manner, unfaithful manner? Why you did so? Then he said, you know, he's a Bengali bhul hoye geche. When it's actually, this is my mistake, Gurudev. This is a question of mistake, question of sincerity. If you're not sincere, if you're not beg pardon, now you are not eligible to stay anymore here in the temple. Lord will kick you out. So therefore, and then when he left, Pujari left, and then going to beg pardon, then I asked Gurudev, how you know? Is someone telling you? Then he said, Baba, means affectionate to what? Baba, Godadhar coming to me and complain about it. How I know I am Vidha Jarat, I am too old. I'm not able to walk alone. I need help. So how I know? Godadhar complain about it. Do you think deity is like a stone? Deity like a made by knee mood? Even you look at Gauri Krishna Babaji Maharaj. Once, you know, he called one doctor from, he was in Navadvip, bank of Ganga. So he has a small heart, he has Gauranitha deities, the Gauranitha met with a neem, you know, neem mood. Doctor came out of his happiness because he could do some service for Gaur Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj. He's very famous at that time, Gaur Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj. So he came early and then he saw Babaji Maharaj sitting outside of his heart. This is winter time, sunlight. He's getting shan bath. Then he's confused. Then Gaur Krishna Das Babaji asking him, doctor, are you here? My deity have some fever, please check. Then completely, doctor, you say, how is it possible? Deities, small deities. Small deities. How he is yet fever? So you are totally confused, doctor still standing in the same place. Then after some time, Gaur Krishna Das Babaji just look again, the doctor, hey doctor, I told you, go and check. Then, slowly, with tiptoe manner, he just go and check, and then really, Gauranitha have fever. Hey doctor, then Gaur Krishna Das Babaji, hey doctor, what you saw? The fever. Give me medicine, come tomorrow and check up again. The next day he came, there is no fever. Actually, deity alive with devotion. Devotion is such a miracle. Miracle can happen through devotion. Devotion means pure love for Krishna. Anna vilashita sunnam jnana karma anabritam anukullena krishna anusilanam bhakti ruttama. So very significant. Anna vilashita, we should not keep any other desire. Anna vilash means obilash should be there, means desire should be there, but not other desire, which is connected with our sense gratification. Instead of that, always we think about Krishna's gratification. That desire we have to keep. That is called Anna Vilasita. Other desire should keep empty. Then we can establish pure love for Lord, which is called Prem. Anna vilashata sunna jnana karma anabritam. You can see that Bhagavad Gita, just like it. You can see that there is three part, 18 chapter. Each part is 6 chapter. First 6 chapter is considered like a karma yoga. Last 6 chapter considered like a jnana yoga. Middle 6 chapter is bhakti yoga. Like a lotus, when the petal close, no fragrance. right? Like a devotion covered with jnana and karma. When a petal open, then bhakti's fragrance will get. Taste of devotional practice will get it. Blissful, make you blissful. Jnana karma nabritam, whatever we have tendency to accumulate knowledge, to get name and fame, this is called the symptom of jnana and karma. We have to completely dedicate to the lotus feet of Krishna or Guru Vaishnava Bhagavan. Guru Vaishnava Bhagavan. Spiritual master, Vaishnava, and then Bhagavan. What is going to happen? This is a Guru Vaishnava Bhagavan, Tiner Smaran. Tiner Smarana Hai, Vigna Vinasan. All the obstacles will casually pass away. Then Anasa Hai Nijo, Vanchita Puran. Whatever our ultimate desire, it will fulfill through the dedication. Chain like this, dedication. Spiritual master, Vaishnava, and Supreme Lord Krishna. Anasaya, easily we can fulfill the lotus feet. Because Supreme Lord Krishna's mercy will come down to us through the pure devotee. Which pure devotee? Vaishnava. Pure Vaishnava. Which pure Vaishnava? Who is chanting pure name? Who is chanting pure name? Nayanang Galanashudharayam Badanang Gadgadarudhyagiram Pulakai Nichitang Bopu Kada Tavanam Gohone Bhavishad. What time is it? Okay. 9:30, yeah? Half an hour time. Okay. So, kadātavanāma gahane bhavishyati nayanangaladashudharaya. Tear come. Nayan means eyes. Galadasva means, ashru means tear. Like a monsoon. Now this is called monsoon. So tear always comes. With separation, who has tear? Who has separation? Who has relation? No relation, no separation, no tear. How to establish relation? Service. One mother and child. Mother serve so much to his child. Child, like your mother, all of your mother. She did her best ability to look after us. You can see we established relation with mother. If mother something happened, you feel sad, right? Also, if you have something happened wrong, the mother feels sad. A relation. Service establishes a relation. Relation is allow us to get separation. A separation. With separation, we have tear. Therefore, everything connected with service. We should always think about it. Who is chanting this symptom? Should be like this. Lord Chaitanya explained, third sloka of Sikshashtaka. I think all of you know that. Trinada Pishunichena Taruri Vasaishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. Humble like a blade of grass. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained such a way. Briksha jano katile o kichu na boloy. Shukaiya moile kare pani na magoy. যেই যে মাগয়া তারে দেয় আপন ধন, ঘরম বৃষ্টি শয়ানের করয়ে রক্ষণ। বৃক্ষ ট্রি ইফ ইউ কাট নাথিং ক্যান দে নেভার কমপ্লেন, স্টিল দে আর গিভিং বৃক্ষ মানে দ্য ট্রি গিভিং অফ ফ্রুটস। So that we have to always think about what we are coming, why we are coming here to practice. You know, actually Vaishnava, ornament of Vaishnava practice is humility. Lord Chaitanya explained that. Trinadapi shunichena taroriva sahishnuna, that we are able to manage. But amani, we don't want to material appreciation, recognition. It's very difficult to find such type of person who doesn't want material appreciation, recognition, name, fame. This is called amani. Manadena, respect, give due respect to everyone. Then that person, who has such quality, that person is eligible to chant Kirtaniya Sadahari. Such Vaishnava. Not like me, fake. I am a fake Vaishnava. Why? Because I don't have such type of mood. I want material appreciation, material recognition. You should recognize me. Whenever we have such tendency, you have to know I'm still in backward position of pure name, chanting pure name. Therefore, we should think about it. This separation. Because Mahaprabhu, when he was in Gambhira, what he saw us, that is our path. Vipralambha. Vipralambha means what? Separation. But always think about separation will appear through relation. No relation, no separation. No separation, no tear. Most important part. Therefore, in order to establish relation, we have to render service. According to our best ability, we should render service, follow the footsteps. To whom we believe that he is my superior, to follow his footsteps and follow his order in your life, whole life. Not like in front of him, we are following behind him, we are doing according to my own way. It is not proper. Hypocrisy is not allowed here. Who says so? Mahamuni Vedvyasa explained. Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, first chapter, number second text. Text number second, what is there? Dharma prahajjita. Dharma kicked out. To whom? Kaitava, hypocrisy. Therefore, hypocrisy is not allowed to in devotional practice. Always we should open our heart. But this is the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya explained to us. Lord Chaitanya's mission is this. Spread the loving message through Hare Krishna Mahamantra to everywhere without discrimination. The non-sectarian, non-judgmental. Most important part. If you become sectarian, then we are not following the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya. So Vigraha, Naam Vigraha. So we should worship Vigraha. It's like a puppet. It is real, real Krishna in Vrindavan. The junior Brahmin and senior Brahmin, it has been proved that Gopal was in stone murti, right? And he walked because when the younger Vipro, junior Vipro, because senior Vipro promised he will arrange his daughter marriage with junior Vipro. Junior Vipro means Brahmin explained, my family status is very low. So how your relatives will agree your daughter marriage with me? Then senior Vipro say that she is my daughter. What I want, it is going to happen. Promise, that promise, witness is Gopal. Then when senior Vipra's all relatives were against it, and when senior Vipra totally confused how he is able to speak lie, then her family member explain that, is there any witness? Yes, witness, Gopal witness. He can say to the junior Vipro when he come that I can't remember due to my old age, my memory lost. So is there any possibility for you to bring the witness, any witness? They thought Gopal never come. When since the junior Vipro, junior Brahmin came to that Vrindavan, to the Gopal temple and request, Gopal, you are witness. You have to come with me as a witness to South India. Immediately Gopal was deity form, stone deities. He says, I am a Vigraha, how can I go? Then junior Vipro means that Brahmin asking, if Vigraha is able to speak, that means he is able to walk. So come with me. Then he is not able to refuse it, then he come. So many incidents, I can tell you that. So many incidents. If you have devotion will realize, reveal in your heart everything, who you are. You are thinking, I am a brahmachari, I am a disciple of the such and such, I am that, this, that, I belong to ISKCON. That's the matter. All we are belongs to Supreme Lord, eternal servant. That is our identity, eternal identity. Lord Krishna explained to Sanatana Goswami Pada, Jiver Sarupaya Krishna Ranitya Das, eternal identity of all living being is that Krishna's eternal servant. So in each activities, we should prove ourselves that make Lord Krishna happy. If it is not, then we are serving something. Krishna should always happy. Krishna explained, Madhbhakta Pujya Bhyadikaha. My devotees worship have first preference. If you ignore a devotee, then Krishna will not accept any service from us. When we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, it will not consider to be chanting. So therefore, it's very significant. Our philosophy is connected. And our philosophy means Lord Chaitanya's philosophy. It's connected with all living beings. Therefore, you can see we are not eating which is not offerable to Lord. Because what we are eating, that is also living entities. If you are not offered to Lord, then that means if you have not delivered them, you know, we are delivering them first. Then we are taking only Lord Prasadam, not food. If we just simply pick up fruits and eat, then you are part of this killing living entities. That consequence will not allow you to be free. But you offer to Lord, that gives you full of devotion. Why? Because those living entities to whom you are going to cook or eat, they are living entities. Because of your hunger, they get opportunity to reach Krishna. They should not move so many lives. You know this, there is so many lives. 8 million different type of lives. 900,000 type different type of aquatic form. 2 million time different type of non-moving living entities form. 1,100,000 time different type of reptiles form. 1 million time different type of bird form. 3 million time different type of animal form. Those are the form, the 8 million form. After that, Lord give us opportunity. What opportunity? Give us the human form. Why human? It's the best life apart from all the life. Because human, you can see, if you just deeply look, then you can see Lord send us such manner. Lord not giving us any kind of fixed nature. Just give us intelligence and Lord, and they give us free will. Free will and intelligence. And apart from human, if you look each living entities, Lord give them fixed nature. Cow, if he hungry, if you offer meat, he never take meat. He fixed nature. Lion, tiger, if you look, if they're hungry, they offer them grasses, straw. They will not accept anything. But human? Human, according to the association, they're adopting their nature. If you go to Bengal, then you can see most of the people there, they are not able to think about meal without fish, without eggs. But here, in this different place in Rajasthan, Gujarat, I don't know if they are eating now or not, but according to the tradition, they are thinking how they are able to eat fish. I born in Vaishnava family, my feeling is the same thing. Because my grandfather, Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta disciples, therefore I am telling you this, I belong to a Vaishnava family. Therefore I am not able to get the taste of that food. And I was always thinking how people are eating such type of rubbish food which is not offerable to Lord. First of all, we have to deliver. So very delicate, but a very nice philosophy. We are in the lineage who has very nice philosophy to establish peace, eternal peace, eternal bliss, eternal happiness. If everyone follow properly, they are eligible to establish peace in the family, in country, entire universe. There is no need to keep any soldier. If you look, just second, I can tell you this one example. This is GEV. You say this is belongs to Ishkhan, right? Where is GEV? GEV say I am owner of this property. So GEV inside Maharashtra. Where is Maharashtra? In India. Where is India? In Asia. Where is Asia? In the world. Who is owner of the world? Who brought from the bottom of the ocean to the up? Who brought this? Varahadev. Who is Varahadev? Lord Vishnu's incarnation. Who is Lord Vishnu? Krishna's expansion. Right? So ultimately, if you look, everything belongs to Krishna. But in the trap of illusion, always you are thinking, I am owning this property. I am owning this. So we have to keep connection with the Lord in every aspect. Lord, it is not my property, it is your property. You are giving me the responsibility to look after. I am your servant. Even if someone married the family, same manner they should stay. Education, same manner. If you look at Vrindavan Das Thakur's explanation, this Pada Likha Sikhe Lo Krishna Bhakti Lobibare. If our purpose of getting education, academic degree, what? Krishna bhakti, devotion, practice devotion. If it is not, what is the use to study? If you look at the Raya Ramananda and Mahaprabhu's the conversation, Raya Ramananda, Lord Chaitanya asking, Prabhu kahe, vidya madhye kon vidya sar? Means Mahaprabhu asks, tell me, what is the essence of our academic education? Kon vidya sar? Raya kahe, Krishna bhakti bina vidya nahi ar. Raya says, There is no other education without Krishna bhakti. Devotion to Krishna is the only the proper education. So our lineage, whatever taught us, it is the only way to keep connection with Lord. But we have to follow the Mahaprabhu's footsteps. Non-sectarian, non-judgmental. All we are belongs to Lord. If we keep any way of sectarian, then we always starting to keep discrimination. This is belongs to us, belongs to them. That means we lost the essence. So therefore, we have to be very, very careful to practice Krishna consciousness. Even you can see this, what I explained before. Srimad Bhagavatam explained in 5th canto. Guru no shashad, sajana no shashad. Pitan na shashad, janani na shashad. Daivang na shashad, pati na shashad. No mochayadiyo shamapreta mrittam. What do you mean? No mochayadiyo shamapreta mrittam. Who is not able to save our life from our upcoming death? If he is guru, he is not eligible to my guru. Guru no shashat. Sajan means relatives. He is not like his relatives. Pita, father. He is not my father. Mata, mother. He is not my mother. Pati, husband. He is not my husband. Daivang means all the god and goddesses. If they are not eligible to save our life from upcoming death, what do you mean? You may have some curiosity to know about that. Everybody should die, right? When you're born here in Mrityu Lok, in the material world, everybody should die. What do you mean about it? The actual meaning is this. Actual meaning, our goal of practice is art of death, not art of life. And after our death, if we go up, means if we uplift our position, means we will born in a devotee family or go back to spiritual abode, that is called life, upgrading our life. Otherwise, degrading our life. If you born in human form, with human form, with an activity, again you come back to animal or tree. If you become sameless, you will appear in the form of tree. If you become ferocious, you will appear in the form of lion, tiger. If you become hypocrite, you will appear in the form of snake. Karma's consequence will not allow us to be free. But if you just observe devotion without offense, you go back to spiritual world. You can die, but actually we are alive. What we are searching for since we were born, we are searching for the place where we can be eternally blissful. Am I right or wrong? Everybody, they are trying to reach that place where we can find, we can be eternally blissful. That only one place in this abode of Golok Vrindavan. And from that Golok Vrindavan appear Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Narottam Thakur says, Golokero premodhono harinamo sankirtana. The divine loving wealth of Goloka appear here in the form of Hare Krishna Mahamantra Sankirtan. If we chant sincerely without offense, result will take us to Golok Vrindavan. You can be householder, you can be brahmachari, you can be retired, you can be sannyasi. Most important, how much sincere we are chanting. Once Lord Chaitanya told by other devotees, who is the greatest? Lord Chaitanya replied, Je bhaje sei bado. How much we have sound faith to serve Lord, he is that much greatest. He never take the, this ashram best, sannyas ashram best, Brahman is the best. Never says. Therefore, we have to know that. Guru na shashwa, you can see. Boli Maharaj, he rejects his guru. Why? Because Shukracharya telling Bali Maharaj, Bali, this dwarf from a Brahmin, he's not like a Brahmin, he's a Lord Vishnu. Don't promise anything, don't give him anything. He will take your everything. Then Bali Maharaj, natural faith with Lord Vishnu. And he knew that. He knew the theology. This entire world created by Vishnu. And Vishnu come to me and just to beg 3 steps of land. So why I refuse it? I will refuse you. Actually, if Guru is giving obstacles to serve Krishna, disciple has right to reject Guru. So this is the proof. Bali Maharaj rejected Guru Shukracharya and offer everything to Lord Vishnu in Bamanadev. Guru na shashad. Sajano no shas. Sajan means relatives. Like Vibhishan. He was against, but Vibhishan rejected his brother Ravan. Why? Because Ravan was against Ramchandra. Vibhishan trying to make him understand, brother, you have to understand that Ramchandra is Lord. Don't keep Sita Devi in Ashokvan anymore. Just return him with humble manner. But he was not listening. Then he reject. Whoever will give us obstacles to serve Lord, that means they don't want to protect our life from our upcoming death. No mochet samapetam rittam. The Pitanna Shata Prahlad Maharaj also rejected his father, Hiranyakashipu. I think all of you know, no need to. It was 9:30 already, I don't make it short. So, and Prahlad Maharaj rejected his father. Janani Shashat. Bharat. Ramchandra brother Bharat, he also reject his mother Kaikeyi. Why? Because she is the cause. But there's a long history behind it. I don't like to say, but it's not. She doesn't want, but she have to send Ramchandra back. Why? Because Ramchandra requests her. Ramcharitmanas, if you read, then you can see that. Mother Kaikeyi, do you like me? Do you love me? Yes. Kaikeyi say yes. Are you able to digest poison with love? Yes. So once my father Dasharath promised you to give you 2 boons, ask now 2 boons. 1 boon to send me 14-year exile. And 1 boon ask, keep Bharata in the king of the kingdom. In that way she asks, but Bharata doesn't know. So reject. Then Patinna Shashad. You can see the Yajnapadini. I say there is that day Prabhu, Gauranga Prabhu showing me Yajnapadini, you know. All the Vaidic Brahmin in Mathura, they are doing this fire sacrifice. Chaturved Brahmin. And they are chanting, Krishnaya Namaha, Balaramaya Namaha. They are chanting and offering ghee to the fire. But Krishna Balaram sent the cowherd boys, just tell them, I am so hungry, please give some food for us. They never listen from them. They reject them. Then they come back to Krishna Balaram, and then Krishna Balaram send them again to their wife. As soon as all the wives of the Jagapatni, Brahmins, Chaturved Brahmin, then all they are ready to serve. but their husband objecting, then they reject their husband and went there. Of course, after the serving Lord Krishna, again, by Krishna's miracle, they accept their wife. Daivam, all the god and goddesses, if they are not able to protect you, if they are not encouraging you to serve Krishna, then we have right to reject them. Actually, they are Krishna's devotee. They are Krishna's devotee. They are Vaishnavi. Therefore, Vaishnava never reject any god and goddesses. They are always worshipping. Means, I can give an example. Like a chaste woman in a home, there is function going on. She is greeting everyone proper way. But she is keeping intimate relation with her husband only. Similarly, Vaishnavas, they are keeping such relation, such faith towards Radha Krishna. But Radha Krishna's, all other god and goddesses, they are keeping due respect because they are all their devotees. But here, can the Khattang Raja, King Khattang, he was in the battle in favor of god and goddesses against the Asura and defeat all the Asura. After that, Indra become happy and he wants to give some boon. Then he asks, wait a minute. Let me know how much my duration of life exists. One muhurt means 48 minutes only. The 48 minutes, are you eligible to extend my life? No. So he reject. Who is eligible to extend our life? Lord. I can give you my example, what happened. This is the last point. I leave Prabhu 5 minutes. So look, my spiritual master, it was 1994. One astrologer, his devotee astrologer, very famous astrologer, his name was Sudhir Panja, a devotee, his disciple of Bhaktivedanta Madhava Goswami Maharaj. Once he came to visit our Guru Maharaj, and he can read his palm, your palm, everybody's palm. He told my spiritual master, according to your palm history, he's supposed to leave your body in 70 years old. But still, you are here, you are 96 years old, still you are here with proper consciousness. You are beyond our calculation. Why? Because when you are sincerely practicing Hare Krishna Mahamantra chanting, serving Lord, who is eating our duration of life, this is Sun God. Sun God never ever able to cut our duration. Therefore, you can see devotee's calculation, astrologer unable to do it. Astrologer are unable to calculate the devotee's duration of life. Therefore, be devotees and keep your family in the family, keep Krishna in the middle. And think about your children belongs to Krishna. Krishna give us the children to look after. Krishna's children he give us. To look after them. If you look, he is my son, he is my daughter, so my right to do whatever I like to do. But you do. But you have to give them Krishna consciousness. That means you are protecting their life from upcoming death. Otherwise, they will commit bad karma and going back to what? No, you know that. According to the karma, they will get different part. So that is our preaching, actually preaching strategy. To encourage everyone, practice Krishna consciousness with proper balance between material duties and spiritual practice. Otherwise, we are not able to protect anyone. We are not become fanatic. Rather, we should keep generosity, simplicity. Then we can see beauty. Then we can reach divinity. The most important part. So I took already 10 minutes extra time.
Thank you very much, Maharaj, for sharing your wonderful realizations and speaking on the glories of Harinam, Srimad Bhagavatam, Archavigra. We are indeed very grateful that you visited us this time, and we invite you to keep visiting regularly and also give your association in future. So let us express our gratitude to Maharaj by loudly chanting Haribo. वंशाकल्पतरुभश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यश्च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। His Holiness Bodhayan Swami Maharaj ki।